The novelist Willa Cather was born in Nebraska, but composed much of her most celebrated work, including My Antonia, here in New Hampshire. She's buried in Jaffrey, and that's where this weekend fans of her work will gather to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the publication of My Antonia. The two-day conference features lectures, tours of Cather-related sites, as well as a performance by pianist Virginia Eskin, who will also speak about the way Cather used music in her fiction. I recently visited Eskin at her home in Keene to talk about music and Cather's prose. So we're sitting here at your Black Steinway here, but first I wanted to ask you about your thoughts on the way Willa Cather used music in her prose. How would you describe the way she used it?
For me, it's a unique way she has of always referencing the perfect music piece. It perfumes her pages, and music seems to be like a solace or almost like a balm. She puts music when the novel or the little short story grinds to an emotional halt, she moves to music. She never throws in any reference without it being just spot on. So,
well, can I ask you about an example, and
sure.
Maybe you could play some of the music that goes along with it?
Absolutely.
Can you tell me about a story or one of the novels that she's written and
Absolutely.
A piece of music that she used?
If you take the Alexander's Bridge novel, that's about a famous bridge engineer, Bartley Alexander, and his wife Winifred is a very fine pianist. Bartley invites a colleague, also a bridge man, to come for dinner. And they have dinner, and then afterwards, he sort of commands to his wife, play something for us, you know. And so Cather has her go over to the piano and sit down and start. She launches into this. Anyway, it's not the sort of thing that just some housewife plops down and starts launching into the Schumann Carnival. It's a very complicated, hard, virtuoso piece. But there's also a double entendre. Schumann kills himself jumping off bridges.
Tell us about how she may have used music in her famous novel, My Antonia.
She references a black blind pianist, and in the novels, his name is Darnall. And that would have happened. There would have been ragtime bands. So, since Cather likes all kinds of music, and there's also references to Blue Danube waltzes and tangos, so she is able to differentiate different styles of music. It's not just opera or arias or Wagner, but I've picked out this touching Joplin rag to use because the black blind pianist in Antonia, he would have played music like this. This part I love, and this to me is pure Cather, this kind of poignancy.
How did Willa Cather know so much about music?
She lived with young women musicians in a rooming house. Pianists, singers, and like a lot of writers, they're a little parasitic. They listen and they take notes. So she absorbed like a sponge all their gossip, all their references. And the way they would talk over meals in the rooming house, he noticed my hands and I'm going to audition for him tomorrow. And he likes me. I think I'm going to be hired. You know, all the sort of babble that young women had. And she was very turned on by that. And then she seems to channel it in story after story after story.
This music is such a fun angle from which to approach the work and life of Willa Cather. Can you tell me about the importance of New Hampshire to Cather and her work?
I think she met the Shattuck family and they were very generous. They invited Willa and put her up in their big country home. And she went to Jaffrey almost every summer. She did go to Canada. She didn't always go to Jaffrey, but she liked it there, and it's not for nothing she chose to be buried there. She could have been buried. And probably Nebraska is sad that she didn't go back, because where you're born, that's your native soil, and she's very much a Nebraska person. But she chose to be buried in Jaffrey, and of course Jaffrey is very proud of that.
Well, Virginia Eskin, thank you very much for speaking with me and sharing your thoughts about Cather and music and her work.
Thank you for coming.